Kenny Clarke was, he was it, man. Well, I mean, Max was a certain recognition being with Charlie Parker for his technique and whatnot, but Kenny Clarke swung, man. And, my, you know, Miles used to say, Max couldn't swing if you hung him by the neck, you know. But he was correct, you know. And technically impossible to do what he was doing. Arthur Taylor used to sit around all day with Max Roach records trying to play what Max Roach was playing. But as far as swing, Joe Jones, Silly Joe, and Papa Joe, they call him, they had that swing. Shadow Wilson, he could swing. You know, Denzel Best was a quiet, but swing. I mean, you can play. A lot of people can play. But that feeling, that's the difference between jazz and other music all over the planet. It don't mean a thing, like the maestro said, if it ain't got that swing. Well, that swing is like Buena. Art Blakey will swing you into bad health. But you had to hold him back because the tempo was, would go up. And the different marriage between bass players and drummers, in order to keep that swing, it's like Kenny Clarke, you got to play behind him a little bit, behind the beat. Art Blakey, you got to lay back a little bit. Connie Kay was so right on it that you feel like you got to pull him a little bit, you know, so that difference of where on the pulse that the bass player and the drums marry, that's the difference in a formation swinging and not giving you that feeling.